Seven students from Newmarket have received give-back awards from Neighborhood Network in recognition of their contributions to the community. The award is given to 20 students graduating from grade 12 every year. Each winner receives $1,000. Newmarket resident Artin Kiabani was among this year's winners. The 17-year-old goes to Dr. G.W. Williams Secondary School in Aurora, where he was originally enrolled in the pre-IB program. I really dedicated myself to volunteering not only for the past 4 years, but before that as well, he said. One of his biggest initiatives centers around helping youth who have immigrated to Canada, inspired by his own experiences. Kiabani was born in Iran and moved to Malaysia when he was 3. From there, his family moved to Thailand and Singapore before coming to Canada in 2012. Being that I've gone through so much immigration, I understand the system really well and I know problems are in it because I've experienced it firsthand, he said. Kiabani said he found that while there are a number of programs for newcomer adults, there are not many for youth. Those kids are often a missing part of that equation and they're not getting the help that they deserve and they need, he said. To help fill that gap, he began connecting with Iranian youth who had recently come to Canada to offer support to them as a peer, including tutoring and talking about adjusting to life in Canada. Over the past 4 years, Kiabani said he has connected with more than 500 youth. Fellow Newmarket resident Lindsay McMurder was another recipient of the award this year. The 17-year-old is a student at Newmarket High School. Her volunteer experience spans a lot of areas, including Girl Guides, peer tutoring at school, and helping out at various local events. Those kids are often a missing part of that equation and they're not getting the help that they deserve and they need, McMurder said. It gives you more of a sense of community if you help your neighbor. One cause she is especially passionate about is the Ontario SPCA. McMurder said she is an animal lover and was volunteering weekly at the shelter before the pandemic. When COVID-19 arrived, she kept helping out in other ways such as online fundraisers and building cat shelters in the winter. This love of animals has led McMurder to the University of Guelph, where she will study zoology beginning next fall. She said she hopes to do the Doctor of Veterinary Medicine program thereafter and one day wants to work as a zoo vet. Kiabani will also be going to post-secondary school in September. He's off to the University of Toronto, where he said he wants to major in ethics, society, and law, a unique interdisciplinary program offered there. He said he wants to go to law school after and one day would love to work at the United Nations. Here is a full list of this year's Give Back Award recipients: Caitlin Barton, of Newmarket; Sir William Mullock Secondary School; David Buckley, of Newmarket; St. Andrew's College; Manira Chikara, of Whitchurch Stouffville; Stouffville District Secondary School; Elaine Dene, of Richmond Hill; École Secondaire Catholique Renaissance Danica Hammeth, of Newmarket; Sacred Heart Catholic High School; Claire Johnson, of Aurora; Sir William Mullock Secondary School; Artin Kiabani, of Newmarket; Dr. G.W. Williams Secondary School; Mira Kindo Young, of Newmarket; Newmarket High School; Caitlin Martin, of King; King City Secondary School; Lindsay McMurder, of Newmarket; Newmarket High School; Alora Morrison Burgess, of Keswick; Keswick High School; Emily Peeler, of King; King City Secondary School; Kesha Rajkumar, of Sutton; Sutton District High School; Emma Rakitani, of King; King City Secondary School; Julia Scolamiro, of Aurora; Aurora High School; Allison Serginor, of Aurora; Dr. G.W. Williams Secondary School; Spencer Thompson, of Aurora; St. Andrew's College; Catherine Viney, of Aurora; Aurora High School; Joella X. Humry, of Bradford; École Secondaire Catholique Renaissance; Christine Shui, of Newmarket; Dr. G.W. Williams Secondary School.